Hey, podcast listeners, still standing on the sidelines when you could be getting paid to play? Well, all your favorite NBA and college basketball teams are in action, and there's no better time to make sure you're betting with the best. BetDSI is one of the most reliable and profitable online sports books. Bet on the NBA, college basketball, MLB, UFC, NHL, and much more. It's your all-access pass for everything. And not only are there super quick payouts and bonuses, but BetDSI's live feature allows me to watch my team before I even bet. They even match any deposit you make up to $1,000. So play big, win big, and get paid anytime. Plus, when you sign up for BetDSI.com using our code, you'll get an extra 25%. That's 125% bonus. So join the winning team by signing on at BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN101. You'll more than double your bet. So don't leave money on the table. Visit BetDSI.com and use code WIN101. That's BetDSI.com, promo code WIN101, BETDSI.com, code WIN101.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right. So there's a little news on the UH front. I think we would call it good news. A lot of other stuff to get to. Let's do this. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, the role model.
What's up?
Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, send your messages there. Aaron will keep an eye on them. Just make sure you don't make fun of barbecue. You can also get us on Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show, you know the number for that, and it's a Thursday. I kind of start my weekends on Thursday, so... let's rock and roll. What's happening, Hoffman?
Bad news. On a show that competes with us today, I was told that there was a Jim Rome impersonation. So we're pretty much screwed. Yeah, I mean, do you want to do a show today or do you just want to, just call it a day and just, all right, you got us today.
Yeah, you know what, let's just turn it off.
What do you think, Aaron? Is there, I mean, listen, we all know there's some things you can't compete with in 2019. And a Jim Rome impersonation is, that's high up there. So we've got two choices. We can either play the game out knowing we're going to lose, or we can just go home, regroup, and hope that there's no Jim Rome impersonation tomorrow. Spoiler alert, there probably will be. But, I mean, those are our choices, basically. What do you think, Fred?
You know what? I think we should... I think we're down right now.
Okay.
Pretty
you
big.
You want a battle?
But I don't want to give up, because I think if we keep firing, keep taking our shots, you know, it's not over yet. I'm not willing to give up until 6:57.
Okay.
So...
well, let's you know,
that's the thing. We played the game for 3 hours, AJ.
So what you're telling us is, let's go out there and take this medicine.
Let's go out there.
We're going to take our ass whooping for the day.
No, we're not going to take an ass whooping. We're going to fight until the end. We're going to rally. We're going to come from all the way back. We are going to buffalo these bitches.
Okay.
That show also, I think, ends at 5:57. So actually, for this last hour, we could just mail it in after that.
Listen, we better recover and actually like show some life in that last hour. That's our chance.
713-780-3776 if you want to text the show. So Kelvin Sampson's deal done. Official, which been telling you guys for weeks that was going to happen. Nobody wanted to listen to me, but I think I wrote something for Sports Map and kind of five reasons why it went down. And I would I'd point out two things: that his son being coach in waiting doesn't really mean a thing, because if somebody else comes and offers him a job, he'll take it. If his dad plans on coaching the rest of this contract, so it's not that big a deal to give it to him. And, yeah, I don't know if I'd want to wait 6 years if I were a coach in waiting. That's an awful long time. So
I'm with you.
We'll see. But, you know, I think good for Kelvin, good for UH. And, you know, it doesn't mean, I want to just clarify this, it doesn't mean next year if the Rockets job comes open or something that he might not still take it. But at his age, I think it would have to be something like that. I mean, rebuilding again.
Or if a job opened up that was not in the dumpster. For instance, let me,
see, most of them don't. If they're
well,
that
but
good.
Let me throw one at you right now. That, you know, you could make an argument is a good job right now. What if Virginia Tech called Kelvin Sampson? Virginia Tech's in a pretty good spot right now. You're talking about an ACC program. I mean, you're playing with the best. You're playing in the best basketball conference in the country. I mean, money. They're going to have money. I mean, would that be a reasonable job for him to take where it's not a rebuild?
Would it be reasonable? Yes. Would he do it? No.
You don't think so?
No.
Okay.
And from what I understand, I don't know that there's a college job out there that he would take right now at his age. But I wouldn't rule out something NBA at some point.
Okay.
That would be what I would. But for the most part, I don't see it. Because you know what? What Buzz Williams did at Virginia Tech this year, Kelvin Sampson can do that at Houston. I think we've seen that the last 2 years, that he can put together a team that's good enough in the right situation to make that kind of run. And, you know, they're going to be good again next year. I know that they're losing a senior backcourt, but, you know, as I kind of wrote in there, I think Giroux will get better. I think Nate Hinton will get better. And this kid, Caleb Mills, that he's been, I mean, Kelvin's raved about him. Unlike almost any recruit that I can remember at the school.
Yeah.
I mean, even on the website, he calls him the best scorer he's ever recruited to UH. So they got plenty of stuff coming in next year. They're going to be good again. And, you know, he's made them relevant. And time to enjoy the ride a little bit, too, because he had to go through years there where they were playing at TSU and, you know, didn't have quality practice facilities. And you know, now you got all that.
Yeah.
Now it's time to take advantage of it. Take advantage of what you built. So I'm not at all surprised. I told you all along I'd be shocked if he left for Arkansas. And I don't know how real that ever really was. But, you know, it made for some fun speculation. But glad he's staying put. And, you know, and now, and I kind of put this in there too. You look at sort of the quality of basketball coaches in the state. With Buzz Williams here now and Sampson staying, and obviously what Beard's done at Tech, that's some pretty good guys.
Yeah.
Now, I guess Dixon is off to UCLA.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Yeah, I don't know if that's official yet, but
I heard it was either Dixon or Cronin from Cincinnati.
Yeah, Cronin's an interesting one because his teams are always good, but they're boring as hell to watch. And
who cares?
And they never really do anything in the tournament.
That's what people say about Tony Bennett. That's what both those things. People until this season, that's what everybody said about Tony Bennett, right?
Yeah,
they're boring and they don't play in the tournament. Well, this year they're in the Final Four, and
yeah, well,
and I don't know that you can even call Virginia boring at this point.
No, I don't count Virginia as boring as I do Cincinnati.
Okay,
so
I think Virginia in the past was boring. This year's Virginia is a little bit different.
713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776.
Hey, do we know anybody who's going for our station to the Astros games this weekend?
I think Jose is going tomorrow to cover it in the press box, but I don't know anybody else.
Okay.
Polillo usually goes.
Well, he's going to the Final Four.
Oh.
So, have you seen the hats that are going to be released at the Astros game on Saturday?
No.
I'll show you.
They have little rings on them from
2017? No, they don't have little rings on them, but they've got the little extra. They're called the Astroworld Edition.
Well, that's cool.
And I want one. And you can apparently only get them at the game on Saturday.
Like buy them at the game or they're giveaways?
No, you buy them at the game.
Oh, okay.
But if we have someone going, I mean, I hear Craig Larson sends guys to go get bobbleheads. So if that's the case, I can definitely send someone to go buy me a hat.
Yeah.
You know. And I can, you know, you scratch my back, I scratch yours, you know.
I don't know. I don't know if my Astros guy is set yet. We're trying to get him credentialed. He could do it.
Okay.
But I don't know if he's going. I'll ask. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Speaking of your Astros, nice little run-in with the umps last night.
Yeah. It's easy to say, oh, all these umps have it out for the Astros. And obviously the side of it we're hearing makes you think, man, maybe that is the case. But usually if a guy's getting run multiple times over a couple weeks, which how many times is it? I mean, going back to spring training, how many ejections is this for Hinch? Three?
Two.
Two? I thought it was one in spring training. And
this one.
Oh, I thought there was one more.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I missed it.
But, and it, by the way, you will get ejected for arguing balls and strikes. That's always going to happen. But at some point, do you say, well, maybe it's our guy who's doing this?
That's the thing. I mean, most of these, in general, I think umps and refs are egomaniacal bastards, but yep. Managers aren't.
Of course they are.
And so, you know, without hearing the whole thing, I think it easily could be Hinch stirring this stuff up. And I hate when we start knowing the names of friggin' umpires and officials, because it means that either the fan base thinks they have an in for them or they're doing a bad job. That's the only way you know their names.
Yeah.
Chase says, I need girl advice.
Oh, boy.
I feel like
you've come to the right place.
I feel like
a bunch of handsome dudes sitting around talking about life.
And he says, I feel like you guys were hip with the ladies back in the day. Can you follow a girl on Instagram?
What the hell does back in the day mean?
That means we're old, dude.
Does that mean like we couldn't get a chick today?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Okay, that's reasonable.
But see, here's his problem. He asked an Instagram question, and when I was hip with the ladies back in the day, there was no Instagram.
Yeah.
So I can't really help
you. What's his question?
Can you follow a girl on Instagram, then cold DM her? Said, I wouldn't call myself a handsome, but I'm a solid 7.6. It's a friend of a friend.
I mean, here's
Aaron, you're kind of a young.
Yeah, sure.
But I feel like Aaron, he trends older than I do.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, you come across as an older guy than I am, even, which is weird. But, yeah, like, you're just not that fun. I mean, let's be real.
No one is going to argue with you on that one.
Yeah, he is kind of an old man, isn't he?
He is. So, let me give a crack, and then you can have your turn, Aaron.
Okay.
Here's my advice, Chase. There are two options. You can either send a really generic, like, don't throw a DM out there that's saying, hey,
I want to get up in there.
I'm interested.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, just try to have some conversation with her about maybe your mutual friend or something like that. Option B, though, to me, is more sensible. Like, why don't you talk to the friend that is the friend of the friend and be like, yo, can you put me in touch with your friend so-and-so?
I think that's really good advice.
That's the move, right?
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like, to
maybe you don't want to put your friend in that situation, but it seems like that's what a friend would do, right?
That's what friends are for. And I'll say this. I think that women prefer a straightforward approach. I think they like you to just say what you're thinking, put it out there. But I also don't know that, like, coming cold like that is the right move. I feel, especially if she's a hot chick, there's probably a ton of dudes who are just randomly DMing her with nothing to say, yeah, except, oh my God, you're so hot.
I'd really like to hook up.
Yeah. Blah, blah, your butt, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, I love you.
You're so awesome.
Oh, my God, how are you single? That's lame. That's whack, as the kids would say. So I think the better move is to approach it through the personal relationship that you have with her friend and see what happens. Now, unless that friend of a friend, if that's her boyfriend, That might be tough. I can see like how you, maybe you're trying to skirt that. But I don't know what you're into.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that. Ashok sent us the talking about the first time this hasn't had an umpire, or first time this umpire has this isn't the first time he's had a run in. And guys, please don't send me screenshots of the balls and strikes thing from TV.
That's not a real
It's not a real thing. So, and you can doctor those. You can do whatever the hell you want to them. So, I do not consider those credible evidence. Rob says, the rule is only if you have met or been acquainted with the person before you DM.
I think that's probably the safe way to go about it. Yeah. And that's why I say, like, make a connection through... I mean, does this person follow you, Chase? I mean, if they follow you, I feel like there's an opening.
Yeah. And Holly says, I'm obviously the Instagram and DM queen. All questions should be sent my way. Yeah, I'd be curious what your take would be on it. How you would feel about Chase randomly DMing you on Instagram.
That's a good question.
Yeah. She can answer that. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number. If you want to get in right now, got to tell you about my man, Lawyer Dave. Dave is probably busy making Blitzer's money right now, which is why he's not on the phone. But I actually had somebody ask me today, hey, I was in an accident. You know, how do I contact Lawyer Dave? Very simple. 713-626-8900. 713-626-8900 or on Twitter at Lawyer Dave Law, or you can go to lawyerdave.com. You've been in any kind of accident. You've had any kind of issue, any kind of legal question you might have, he'll answer it for free. Okay, the consultations don't cost you anything. So even if it's not something he does, he might be able to put you with somebody who can help. And if you don't have a case, he'll tell you. He'll be straightforward about it. And that's what I love about him. The guy is a bulldog. He fights for you, and he's just terrific. Doesn't matter if you've been in an accident, whether it's a car, 18-wheeler, any of that. If you've had a bad experience in a hospital with a doctor, he's going to take care of you. He practices everywhere in Texas, and there's no charge for his consultations, and there's no money up front from you. Even if you're hurt and you have to go to the hospital, they take care of that. And he doesn't get paid until you win your case. That simple. Give him a call. 713-626-8900, 713-626-8900, or on Twitter at Lawyer Dave Law. Need a lawyer? Better dial Dave. And if you can't get what you want, well, it's all because
of me. Now dance. This is The Blitz.
Don't you get it?
On ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Happy Thursday. Hope you're having a great one. Okay, Jason wants to weigh in on the DM thing. Let's go to Jason.
What's up, guys?
Sports to you.
Hey, I'm not a millennial. I'm almost 40, I guess, so I don't think I'm a millennial. But there's a science to it for that guy. You can't just jump in the DM, you know, like you're saying, oh, you're beautiful and stuff like that. You got to catch their attention. Say, oh, hey, you intrigue me, or you're intriguing, or I'd like to get to know more about you other than what I see on, you know, social media. You have to be direct, but it's got to be, like, a little fluff, too. You got to make it sound, you know, I guess a little Shakespeare-ish, maybe.
That almost seems like too much. Like, what? Can't you just be like, hey, I think you're hot? That doesn't work? Oh, we lost him.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's a fine line.
Hmm. Yeah, I would think it doesn't matter if you're rich, you're an athlete, or you're handsome. Those you can do, right. You just DM
just
and
go for
yeah,
it.
You're fine.
But don't be careful, because if you do it with the wrong person, they could put you on blast.
Yeah, and you don't want that.
And it's not,
like here's one, just a hint, avoid Mia Khalifa.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, she's burned so many dudes. I don't know how guys are still like, yeah, but she would never do me like that. She will do you like that. She'll burn you. Don't mess around with that. It's a flame-throwing chick right there.
Yeah. I think the only time I've actually done, I could think of, is like, if I want to do business with somebody, I'll DM them. Or if I just don't have their phone number. But like, there are a lot of people who ask me questions like, hey, I'll get DMs about, hey, what's Lawyer Dave's number? And things like that, which I answer right away. I'll always do that.
I'll be honest. This is my take on things. If you know me, and like if we're friends, you have my phone number. Just text me like a normal person. If you don't know me, just email me. Because that's how you talk to people you don't know.
Yeah, I've been getting a lot of DM requests, but they're all stuff that are related to business. Like, I need a lawyer. Does Innovative Lasers really work? That kind of stuff.
I don't know.
I would prefer people email me, but I also get 400 emails a day, too. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's why, my Facebook, and I get friend requests all the time from people I don't know on Facebook, and I just don't accept them because, like, a while back, remember I cleared out my Facebook, and I've made it just people that I have a personal relationship with, for the most part, I think. I mean, I purged literally 3,000 or 4,000 people. So I don't know if I got everybody, but I got most everybody that I don't have a personal relationship with. And I like to keep it that way on Facebook, friends and family. But if you've got something to ask me on Twitter, just put it on Twitter. I mean, and if it's something that you need kept private on Twitter, that's weird. Like, I don't know if I want to talk to you about that stuff.
I mean,
stuff.
But if somebody is... See, here's the thing. If somebody wants some legal advice, they may not want that out on Twitter.
Yeah, but you're not a lawyer.
No, but if they were asking me for a lawyer and his number, that's perfectly acceptable to me because he's a client, he's a friend, and if you need a lawyer, then that's who I'm going to tell you.
All right.
So it doesn't bother me at all. And if somebody doesn't want that out there, that's cool. Somebody asked, would you say girls are hotter than in your time, Fred? I don't know, man. I think I have to admit the young ones don't do it for me anymore, and it's just part of being old. they all look so damn young. And so I think the quality's better now? Probably.
I mean, It's just like athletes. Yeah. They get bigger, faster, stronger, better as time goes on. But I don't know. There's something to, like, the girls when I was in high school, that there was like there was at least like a feigned innocence about them. You know, even the slutty girls pretended to at least not be totally slutty. Whereas now, I mean, it's kids these days, Fred, they put it out there, you know.
I prefer more just upfront honesty. Just be what you are, right? And, you know, but I think we had just as many, I don't call them sluts. I call them girls who would go out with me. and we had just as many in our day.
But, I mean, okay, so let me put it a little bit differently. When I was in school, there were the girls that you knew if you just wanted to get laid, you knew that you could throw a line out there and, you know, you'd catch a fish.
Maybe the fish is catching you.
Maybe so. I mean, but when you're in high school, do you really care if the fish catches you?
No, not at all.
Like, it's all you care about is the fish catching you. And then there were the girls that you knew, I'm going to have to put some work in on this. Like, and I always kind of enjoyed that. So, because it felt like, you know, maybe this is like the kind of girl that you'd want to be your girlfriend, you know, or like, because nobody, I mean, let's face it. Nobody really wants to go to prom with the skanky girl. Like, everybody's cool to hang out with her after a random Friday night party, but nobody wants to, like, hold their hand in the hallway at school, right? You want to hold the slutty girl's hand?
Yeah.
What? God, you're a weird dude. What about you, Aaron? Did you have much game in high school? I'm imagining no.
No, not at
you
all.
You had no game, did you?
No, I kind of kept to myself.
When did you lose your virginity? How old were you?
Do you really want me to answer this?
Yeah, of course.
21.
21. So were you graduated from college?
No.
In college?
Yes.
Okay. And, okay, did you have a high school girlfriend?
Yes.
But she wasn't giving it up?
No.
Okay. How far did you get?
I guess third base.
Okay. Yeah. That's solid. That's solid. Okay.
When you're 18.
What did you think of her at, like, was she a good girl? I'm guessing if she didn't give it up, she was a pretty good girl.
Yeah.
Would you, like, and I'm guessing, like, when you guys would go to the movies and stuff, like, that's what high school kids do. You guys would hold hands. Yeah. If there was a slutty girl at your school, did you have those at your school?
Oh, like, God,
the
yes.
girls that everybody knew?
Yeah.
Were they getting around? If that was your girlfriend, would you want to publicly show affection to her, knowing that your boys have probably run through that too?
Probably not.
See, that's my point, Fred. There's girls that you want to be like, oh, look at what my charms and good looks and wit have brought to me. And then there's girls that are like, yeah, I hooked up with her, but so did everybody. Like, so did Fred. Like, what if I was, like, holding hands with a girl that you'd slept with? That would be so gross. Everyone would judge me.
One thing, I'm so far removed from high school that this conversation is completely silly to me.
Okay.
And second of all, it doesn't matter. When I'm hanging out with them, I'm hanging out with them.
Okay.
Well, when you know, if you wind up dating her later, I don't care.
All right.
We're just... But, yeah, I'm okay with some affection being shown there. I mean, it's totally cool. I mean, plus, you know you're about to score.
Yeah.
And Fred's not as judgmental as the two of us, apparently.
Yeah. I judge women.
See, I don't. And I'm an old.
Okay.
And it's like, to me...
It's a different era. Yeah.
It's that chivalry thing they talk about.
I think I would have been... I really should have been from the 60s, not the 80s. That'd have been a pretty good 60s, dude. Been stoned all the time. You know, totally whatever you are is cool. That's what I should have been. All right. Well, I'm not. I'm an 80s, and I'm a guy who likes to bet, and I love to bet at my bookie. Guys, you got three big games left. Three games left in the NCAA tournament, and your bracket's probably dead like mine. But you can make these games interesting. Just sign up for MyBookie. MyBookie.ag, the online destination for sports betting. And there's so much else coming up. You got the college hoops. You got pro basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer. You want to play Jerry Bowe's games? It's on there. You can bet golf. You can bet Game of Thrones. MyBookie has it all, and you can win big. Get started today by going to MyBookie.ag. Use promo code RADIO, and they'll match your first deposit with a 50% bonus. MyBookie is easy to use, gives you so many choices. They even have live in-game betting, so if you miss the start of a game, you're good there. MyBookie.ag makes sports betting easy, safe, and best of all, you get paid when you win. Available 24/7 on desktop or mobile. Join now, and MyBookie will match your first deposit with a 50% bonus. Use promo code RADIO. MyBookie.ag. You play, you win, you get paid. MyBookie.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
So here's the truth, you were right all along.
This
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Man, I don't know why you guys are so caught up on these umps. First off, let me make something clear. I'm not going to defend umpires. I think they should... Umpires, officials, all of them should be completely transparent. The media should be able to interview them after games.
Agreed. We've talked about this
1,000 times and get their side of it. Because there are times when you hear their side, maybe you understand why they did what they did. And then there's times when you say, oh, no, this guy's just an idiot. But... Texter said, all you had to do was watch the game last night, and you don't need picture evidence. He was obviously out for the Astros, trying to pick arguments with Cole and Stassi. Unacceptable for an umpire. No, I'll tell you what. If you were at the game and sitting near the dugout and heard all the conversations that led up to it, then you can tell me it was obvious. I've done that. I've been at games where you knew something was going to happen because the guys are just going on and on and on the umpire. You can tell the umpire's getting pissed, and they say a lot of stuff that they shouldn't. To umpires.
Yeah.
So I don't know that that was this or not. But and I mean.
Also, they had it out for them. Like they said, this is your last warm up pitch. And the pitcher decided, no, I want another warm up pitch. So the ump's in the wrong.
Yeah. I just think it's one of those. It's a lazy narrative.
It really is. The Astros are losing games because they're losing games. And I really think if the Astros were winning games, this frustration with umpiring wouldn't be overblown like it is. But now it's like, well, we're supposed to be winning. Which, by the way, it's so early. Like, the Astros are going to be fine. Trust me, they'll be okay. Remember how much the Rockets sucked at the beginning of this year? I mean, it lasted for a while.
Yeah,
the Rockets sucked for a good while. There was a point. Maybe the quarter mark of the season. Were they even in the playoff mix at that point? Were they in the top eight?
No.
I don't think so. So, if it gets to the All-Star break and the Astros are in last place, maybe you can be worried. But until then, just, okay. Maybe there was a bad call made. Okay. You lost one out of 162. Let's move on. Let's get the next one. It's not like that game last night was a playoff game.
Yeah. And fan gets worked up because it's the Rangers.
Who cares?
It doesn't matter. It really doesn't. And I've always said June 1st is, well, I've always said July 1st is when you can kind of tell what a team is by then. But, you know, okay, because we live in an instant gratification society, I moved it up to June 1st. But the Astros are going to be fine. And... yeah, getting worked up over an umpire when, frankly, you know, maybe he was out of line, maybe he wasn't. Maybe the Astros were the ones out of line.
Yeah.
I don't see the point in getting worked up over it. Life's too short. Should be having fun. 713-780-ESPN. So I'm going to ask this question to Brad, but I wanted to pose it to you as well. With only 3 games left, do you feel more pressure to actually have a strong opinion on any of these games? Because as we get closer to the end, you're running out of games to bet. You got an NIT game tonight that I think you probably like.
I do like the NIT game tonight.
But do you feel...
I like the NIT game tonight more than I'll like any game left in the NCAA tournament. How about that?
And that's kind of what I was going to get to is, do you feel more pressure to have picks for those games, to have opinions on those games where you actually play as opposed to, well, man... you know what? No, I'm sitting this one out.
It's weird. I mean, sometimes I feel that way. I feel like, you know, there's an expectation because these are the games that are, they'll probably be the most heavily bet games of the whole season.
Right.
And I'll have a play on both these games, but neither one of them is like the way that pregame has us rate our plays is either 1-star, 2-star, or 3-star. I'm not going to have a 3-star left in this tournament unless the final, the championship game line is messed up. But I mean, that's so unlikely.
Yeah.
I like a side on both games on Saturday. I don't love a side on either game on Saturday. So it's not like this last weekend, there were two games that I really loved. And I put them out as three-star plays. These are my favorite play. I actually had a three-star play on Lipscomb the other night. And when I love it, I let people know I love it. But there's not going to be any more three stars coming out for the NCAA tournament for me. It's highly unlikely.
Because I get where at the end of the NFL season, I'll probably wind up betting championship games that I ordinarily wouldn't because there's only a few left.
Yeah. And the other thing is, when on that, at least on the site that I'm on, when you post a three-star, and there's some guys who post a three-star play every day. There's guys who post game of the year, and then they do that like once a month.
Yeah.
And I literally went the whole basketball season and didn't post a single game of the week, much less game of the year, because, you know, I don't know. I'm trying not to BS people. But the more, if you put a three-star out there, it sells for more, and you're probably going to sell more. You'll make more money by doing that, but... I mean, for me, my loyalty is to making the people who buy my picks money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And because I put out what I play, it also means my loyalty is to me making money. So I don't put any sort of pressure on myself because, I mean, you know how I am. At the end of the season, I'll be like, oh, I want a little bit of action on it. So I might put... If there's a championship game that I don't have a great feel for, I might put $100 on it just so I feel like I'm invested in the game.
Yeah, you got some reason to watch it.
But yeah, if you're talking about like a real money bet, no, I don't feel that pressure because the hay is in the barn, as they say, Fred. The hay is in the barn.
713-780-ESPN. I was just curious because, you know, these would be the games that the most people care about too. So you could sell theoretically more picks.
You could. And a lot of guys take advantage of that. But I'm kind of looking at it the same way I've looked at it all season long. If I'm really confident, I'm putting out there as really confident because that means I'm betting it really confidently. And if not, I'm not.
All right, we're going to take a very quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Your clock and grab your jock.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hey, if you get a chance, check out sportsmap.com.
Get on the map.
If you're not on the map, shame on you.
Shame.
Right now, there's a ding ding. My column on Kelvin Sampson is up. We also have a Palillo video where he says, there's zero chance the Astros will continue to play this poorly.
But, well.
Which maybe he was listening. I don't know.
It's a good call.
We got a video on, did the Rockets end up with the best of the original Oklahoma City Big Three?
Negative.
I disagree.
You disagree?
No, I agree with you, but.
Oh, yeah, okay.
They didn't. Okay. Max Kellerman says.
All three of them have won an MVP, though.
Yeah. I mean, it's actually a pretty good topic, if you want to be honest.
But to me, one of them, while the other two are in the elite category, one of them is in the mega elite category. So the mega elite category that has like three players in it.
Yeah. I
which is no knock on James.
No knock on James and Russ. Any way you approach this, you're going to sound like you're just dogging the local guy.
Yeah.
The reality is, you know,
if you think Kevin Durant's a better basketball player than James Harden, it's because you're dogging on the local guys.
That's it. That's your reputation, man.
Yes.
It really is. You can't win. You can't have a good opinion on this because that's it. You're just a local hater.
I guess so.
That's all. I'm trying to help you out here.
Well,
see, I agree with you.
You just won't say it out loud.
I did say it out loud. I said I agree.
How come? Well, but you don't have the reputation I have as a hater.
Exactly. Exactly. Let's get Alfonso on. What's up, Alfonso?
Hello?
Hey, sports, Alfonso. Deportes.
Sports. Hey, I just want to weigh in on Daniel House. How, man, that dude really showed in for the Houston Rockets. I'm not sure how that two-way contract works, if we'll be able to sign him on the offseason or how, but, man, that guy can ball. He's not scared to go to the hoop. And other than that, just the Clippers commentation, I want to hear what y'all got on that. I think.
Yeah, well, we're gonna get on the Clippers, the commentary from Don McLean. I was thinking at 5 o'clock, but okay. I'm with you on Daniel House. I don't understand what the reasoning is for not signing Daniel House. I mean, do you have an idea?
I think. Well, I mean, they have him signed now. I mean,
it's for the remainder of the season.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I mean,
then he'll be a restricted free agent. But, from what I understand, they wanted to sign him to a longer deal than that, but they don't want to pay him a ton of money because, frankly, they got him off the scrap heap. And yeah. If he makes himself a bunch of money here and somebody wants to pay him, you know, so be it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this we're talking about a stretch with a team where he obviously fits very well.
Yeah.
And to me, I don't think Daniel House is nearly as valuable to another team, just like I didn't think Clint Capella would be as valuable to another team.
Here's what I just read up on, so this might be the answer. The Rockets offered House a multi-year contract, and he declined the offer after wishing to hit free agency following the end of the season. So,
yeah, but I'm pretty sure he's restricted.
Yeah.
So they would, they could match, but I mean, yes, he's been really good for them, but you're going to start paying him sick money off of just this?
No.
I'm not. And I don't know that anybody else will. I think it'll be like Capella. He'll go out there thinking he's going to get some big deal, and then
he'll get more than $100,000 a year.
Yeah, I mean, he'll get
what's he making now, $325?
Something like that.
Yeah, he'll get more than that.
But I think anybody gives him a big long-term contract would be stupid.
I tend to think that as well. I think he's just a really good fit here.
Yeah, and should he get paid more than that? Absolutely. But should he be $10 million a year? No.
No.
But if somebody wants to do that, so be it. It's their money. I have, I don't know if you saw this, but guess who's getting a big raise?
Aaron.
No.
Oh, no. Sorry, Aaron.
Your favorite.
False hope.
Your favorite broadcaster, Stephen A. Smith.
Good for him.
He's going to become ESPN's highest paid personality and could potentially earn as much as $10 million per year.
Well, I'm not trying to be a hater. He's not who I would spend the money on, but I'm not your average. To be frank, I'm not a consumer of ESPN television, really, outside of live sports. So good for him.
I think he is the biggest star they have.
No doubt.
And you got to pay your stars. I wonder now, even paying him this much, do they overextend him even more? Like, I don't need to hear him on boxing. I don't need to hear him on MMA.
Yeah.
And, but he is, pretty much the face of the franchise. So you want to throw him out there as much as you can. And, hey, good for him making that kind of money. That's, I bet when he was back being a newspaper columnist, he never thought he'd be making $10 million a year.
I mean, it's pretty amazing.
But yeah, I find that interesting that I hope though that they, I hope that doesn't mean they're going to just keep throwing him into things that
it absolutely means that. What are you crazy? Of course they're going to keep doing that.
Oh, well, they didn't ask me. I would have given them an opinion. And one final thought on the Astros before we end this hour. Your guy Josh Reddick, I think he tweeted out everything that Astros fan needs to know. after the game. We are 7 games into the season. All caps.
Yeah.
Chill.
Chill.
Yeah.
It's like Aaron Rodgers. Yep. Relax.
Yep. That's this is the Aaron Rodgers version of
I got this.
Of the Astros.
Yeah, it's not the end of the world just yet, guys.
Yeah, that's okay. People have to react that way.
Nestor, explain how Durant is better, please. I'll explain it to you. The reason why you think James Harden is a better basketball player than Kevin Durant is because you're a Rockets fan. That's all the explanation you need. Because if you really if you're legitimately asking that question, who's a better basketball player, James Harden or Kevin Durant? Like you've got to build a franchise around one of those guys, and you say James Harden, to me, it's because you're a Rockets fan, and that's cool. I mean, if I'm not saying Kevin Durant should be your favorite player. But, and I know, I mean, hell, Russell Westbrook just had a 20-20-20 game. He's a walking triple-double. If you ask OKC, who would they rather have? Would they have rather kept Kevin Durant and lost Russell Westbrook? Absolutely, they would have rather kept Kevin Durant.
Yeah, I think if you were them and you go back and say you get to keep one of these guys and you know all the stuff you know about them now.
Yeah.
Pretty obvious who they would keep. I think we'll learn a lot more about Durant's value when he goes somewhere else. So.
We probably will.
I think going to the Warriors is diminished people's opinion of him, even though they've been successful with him.
Yes.
But it's also, you know, this was a guy that was carrying a team, and now, and then, you know, Westbrook goes off when he leaves. So I think it's hurt his reputation a little bit, and maybe that's why.
Yeah.
That's why people are asking these kind of questions. But if you ask me, I'm still taking him. When you guys do road shows from bars, do you stay around after and drink? It depends. Sometimes I usually get there early, but yeah, we're out tomorrow, right? Tomorrow's Friday already.
Friday.
You two will be at Live Sports Bar.
Yes. What's going on here? Why does it smell like coconut? Is that your coffee?
That's my coffee. Yeah.
Coconut coffee. I thought you hate coconut.
All they had was some flavored coffee, and I needed to go to the coffee whip a little early today. So
Smells good. It makes me want to drink some of that.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.